You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Oh, I'm excited. It's another week, and we're getting into the Word of God here in a minute. Speaking of minute, that's all I have to give an intro to this, because we're going to hear about 11 minutes of program here today on our 15-minute program, and we are in Revelation chapter 9. This sermon I've entitled The 200 Million Man Army. We're looking at what's going on here as the Lord is, well, we're looking at the trumpet judgments here at church and here on the radio, and we're going to look at what happens today when a trumpet blows and a couple of mean, nasty angels are released that have been bound underneath the great Euphrates River for this day, week, hour, month, and year. Since eternity past, they've been sitting there waiting for the call. And the calls come. This is what we're going to look at here today. And we're going to look at, well, like I said, 200 million man army. Why was the number important? John said, I heard the number of them. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at this text and all of chapter 10 on this sermon. That'll play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So enjoy this message. If you'd like a copy of it, shoot me a quick email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll send you the disc or the link. We left off in chapter 9 of the book of Revelation. We never had time to look at the best part of this chapter. And we'll do that now, as well as the very short chapter 10. Hard to believe we're already up to the two witnesses, which we'll look at next Sunday. I can't believe you guys are going to be gone. You're going to miss chapters 11 and 12. So you know where to go if you miss these sermons, right? islandcommunitychurch.net or wgodradio.com. And there'll be a link on there. And these podcasts will be uploaded, as today's will, by this afternoon. So, because these are my favorite chapters here coming up, chapter 11 and chapter 13. Next week, we'll be in chapter 11 and this mysterious two witnesses. In the meantime, now today's study will take us to the sixth trumpet and the corresponding judgment at the Euphrates River. Let's pick it up in Revelation 9, starting in verse 13. Let's pray first. Lord God, we ask for your blessings here now on this message here today. Bless your word now, Lord, as it's preached and proclaimed here today. You promised us, and we know as a truth, that your words are spirit and they are life. Lord, do a wonderful work today with your word through the ears and the hearts of everyone that hears this today and is going to hear it later. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Revelation 9:13. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel that had the trumpet, release the four angels bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared, I haven't heard that word in the Bible for a long time. It makes me think of Jonah, where everything was prepared for him. The whale was prepared, the gourd was prepared, and now here we see these angels had been prepared for the hour and day and month
and year. And they were released, now here comes the purpose. They were released to kill a third of mankind. Now, I don't know who's left after the first ones that we saw earlier in this book, but as of now, we're looking at 7.2 billion in the world. If it's a third of that, it's about 2 1/3 billion. Like I said last week, don't go swimming in the Euphrates River. Go to the community pool. Matter of fact, don't go swimming out here. The other day, me and my wife were at the beach, and we saw a dorsal around here, and the tail we saw around there. And we said, you know what? Let's stay out of the beach here, too. Had to be a 7 or an 8 footer right there in Indian Atlantic. I'd rather run into a 6 or an 8 footer than one of these critters in the Euphrates River. Prepared for this. We see all this as the predetermined plan of God, all the way down to the calendar day that this is going to happen. Verse 14. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. So he says, I heard the number. You know, frequently we gloss over this. Or any of us can in our studies. I heard the number of them, he said. How's that? All right, so here's John up in heaven. So someone comes up to John and they elbow him in the ribs and say, psst, psst, there's 200 million of them. How else would he have known the number? He heard the number of them. But guess what? There's only 80 million people in the world then, in the year zero. All right, 96 AD. Roughly 80 million people on the earth. The Bible says this end times army at the Euphrates River divides the Middle East from the Far East. On the other side of the Euphrates River is Japan, the Korean Peninsula, and China. And there's 4 wicked angels underneath this Euphrates River prepared for this day, week, month, and year, waiting for the command. And here it comes. So, why tell him the number? Let me answer that question with a question. Why speak in parables? Why speak in parables? They asked Jesus, why do you speak in parables? He said, I speak in parables so that those that hear will hear and will not hear. And those that see will see and will not see. He tells them an impossible number to whittle away all those that don't have faith. The same reason he spoke in parables. He spoke in parables so that all those sitting on the fence were going to hear something they couldn't believe and they walked away. Just like John 6:6:6. It says they heard something they couldn't believe and they walked away from him. Same thing here. He deliberately said something that was going to blow their minds that those in that time were not going to be able to believe. Same as Gideon and his army. He whittled his army down to 200 people. He whittled away everyone that didn't have faith. And that's why Jesus spoke in parables. So that seeing, they would see and not believe. And hearing, they would hear and not hear. Right? He said, for the hearts of these people has grown dull. He deliberately did this. So that those sitting on the fence and waiting for something to push them one way or the other, here you've got it. God pushed them off the fence. And all the king's horses and all the king's men weren't going to put these guys together again. I've read that this one verse is the greatest number one atheist-proof text in all of the Word of God was this here. And it went something like this, the logical reasoning. Well, since we know there's only 80 million people in the world, it's therefore physically impossible, so we know the Word of God is not true. There's not 200 million people in the world. So this they had established as proof, P-R-O-O-F, that the Word of God is not true because there's not 200 million people in the world. You know what the second biggest proof text in all the world was? That'll be coming up next week. When at the death of two witnesses, the Bible says all the world sees their dead bodies all at the same time. And that's proof that we know for a fact the Word of God is not true and it was all made up, because we know everyone can't see the same thing at the same time. Right? Proverbs 3:5, Darren, what does it say? And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. When you're going through something you don't understand, just believe God at His word. God is faithful. Even if you don't see it with your own eye, even more blessed. Like Jesus said, blessed are those that don't see and yet believe. I was saying right before we started here today, if you're around to see Jesus Christ come back, and if you haven't believed yet, it's too late. Because once you see Him, it's too late. You've got to believe in Him and receive Him and call Him Lord here today before you see Him. Once you see Him, it's too late. Once you see Jesus Christ, it's too late. That's why those, when He comes back, they say He's coming with the clouds and every eye will see Him. And they look up and they look down, they see the mark and they mourn, they wail. Because once you see Him, it's too late. That's why Jesus said, blessed are those who don't see and yet believe. So now, in 2018, China boasts an army of, you guessed it, 200 million men. I've also heard that neighboring countries have built a device to stop the river from flowing, thus drying up the Euphrates, as if God needed man to build something to help Him out. God turned the world backwards for Hezekiah. You think He needs your help to dry up a river? The sun went backwards on the sundial. He doesn't need our help to dry up the river. He says it. Therefore, believe it. Even if it doesn't make sense to you. Can you imagine that, spinning the world? You know, some scientists have said, they've been able to track every second throughout all creation, and they were missing this little itty-bitty piece of time, and they traced it all the way back to when God spun the earth the other way around to prove to Hezekiah He was going to keep His word and heal his body. And someone showed them that in the Bible, and everything made sense. But sometimes you got to believe even when it doesn't make sense.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.